A legislative committee charged with figuring out why fuel prices in Alaska have been slow to come down with the price of crude oil heard testimony in Fairbanks yesterday. State Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen told the committee this summer's lag between the falling cost of oil and the price of gas and heating fuel refined in state is unprecedented.
The historical trend has been to always lag a little bit behind. And when I didn't see prices go down right away, I thought, there may be some of this catching up that's happening that we normally see. And I waited about a month, and I still didn't see them fall.
Sniffen and the committee are looking to Alaska's three oil refiners to understand what's going on, and representatives from Tesoro, PetroStar, and Flint Hills were on hand at yesterday's hearing. Jeff Cook with Flint Hills says the price of its gasoline would have been much higher earlier this summer, but the company has absorbed some of the crude oil spike.
If you were to look at the traditional relationship between crude and retail price of gasoline, it would have been closer to $6 a gallon. I can only speak for our company, and that is, for the majority of the last 12 months, we have lost money.
Cook and other refinery representatives said their companies are still trying to recover from absorbing some of crude oil's peak earlier this summer. Statistics show that refiners in other western states responded far more directly and quickly to the up-and-down crude market. Antitrust laws prevent refiners from sharing price price calculations. But Sniffen says the state has subpoenaed that information for confidential review to try to understand what's going on in Alaska.